At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. But I'm still not
sure what I stand for. Ethan, tell everybody about your sunburn.
Oh my God, if you see me wincing on the YouTube video today, it's because my shoulders are absolutely torched from that Lake of the Ozark sun, and I'm dying over here, basically.
In between segments, like at the top of the hour when we have a couple minutes, I walk out of here to get a drink or something, and I walk past an office, and Ethan's just privately holed up in it, rubbing oils on himself. And it's a little weird, man.
Okay, you make
you're
it,
in an office.
You make it seem like something sus is going on over here. That is not appreciated.
What are you doing? I'm just oiling myself.
It's like
man.
The Bactine spray with the lidocaine in it.
I don't know what you're rubbing on yourself.
I just told you what I'm rubbing on myself.
He's glistening.
And aloe, for God's sake.
I know
sake.
That the office is dark and you're in it and your shirt is halfway off.
Actually, it was all the way off.
Well, well, well.
You wanted to know.
The smooth jazz music was a little much, though.
I like this idea, Ender. Oiling with Ethan for the next local.
Oiling with Ethan.
Oiling with Ethan.
Hold up! Check it out. Sports and local.
Ethan and the Giant Peach.
I don't know, man. That was a listener suggestion. I was like, what?
I actually like that.
Does that have any connection to anything?
James,
I know
and the
James
Giant
and the
Peach.
Giant Peach, but what does that mean?
I don't
for
know,
you?
But it's just kind of funny.
I know. It kind of rolled off the tongue. I'm like,
I love
okay.
That you're like, that doesn't make sense. You're the one that started off, I think the second day, you said it was like Mega Muffins.
Oh, trust me.
Didn't even say my name in it.
When we get back into the ones that I made up, which is tomorrow, they're going even further off the rails. Ethan the Giant Peach would be in that category, but I don't know.
This one didn't say sports and local either. It just said Ethan and the Giant Peach.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, it did say sports and local? Okay. I guess I was just so distracted by the Giant Peach that I didn't even connect it here. We'll go ahead and start off with some sports today. This past weekend, the Cardinals made their first trade near the trade deadline, coming up here in just a couple of days on the 31st. They traded pitcher Eric Fetty to the Atlanta Braves. If you remember from last week, I mentioned that they had designated him for assignment, basically meaning that there's a 10-day period that opens up and they're saying, hey, if you're not traded, you're getting released. In that time, the Cardinals were able to find a suitor. So their return, here's the funny part, is it said either player to be named later or cash considerations. So
but didn't they also have to trade cash considerations with him? I saw something that was like Fetty and cash considerations to Atlanta.
For nothing?
For
cash considerations?
For a player to be named later or cash considerations.
Here it says, let's see, Braves announced that they had acquired Fetty and cash considerations in exchange for a player to be named later or cash considerations.
Is one of those cash considerations actually a person named cash considerations?
How funny would that be? If it was a guy named cash considerations, just big old chain.
Does it just mean that they're paying now? for a possible player later, and then if they don't take a player, they just get their money back.
If they got a player, it would be a very low level prospect, or they would get a few hundred thousand or whatever back. He's not really, his contract was, I mean, he was owed a couple million for the rest of the year, so it's not like this is groundbreaking or anything. The only thing that, you know, you could say is the Cardinals maybe didn't handle this situation the best. This is a guy that they traded for at last year's trade deadline, and a lot of people said, oh, this is a great trade. He was part of the Tommy Edman trade that sent him to Los Angeles, and he was really good.
Man.
He was really good up until probably 6 weeks ago, was, you know, at minimum, a league average starter, and then things just fell off the rails in the last several starts.
So bad that they just dropped the guy.
So
bad. I mean, that had to be a big surprise.
The frustrating part for fans was that they've had one of their previous first round picks has been knocking at the door to pitch in the majors now for all season long, and the argument was that why are we still rolling with Eric Fetty when he's ready to go, and he's looked so much better than him when he's had the opportunity. And it came down to really they were trying to find any value on the market for Eric Fetty, maybe get him a couple of better starts, and it never got better, unfortunately.
In the business world, they call that the sunk cost fallacy. You've said we've invested so much in this that we can't back off of it yet. We've got to get something back out of it.
And, it's always hindsight's 20/20, but this one I don't think worked out in the favor of the Cardinals.
So they're going to get back somebody that either nobody cares about who's too young or nobody cares about who's too old, which might be Julio Franco.
What's
Bartolo Colon up to these
days? What a name pull. Bartolo Colon has liked two of my tweets in the last few months
on
Twitter.
Weird. Oh, that's weird.
That's a huge W.
I know. It's usually like when I see the video of him hitting the home run that he did a few years ago, and I like say something about it. He always likes it, so I appreciate that, Bartolo. And
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Other news in St. Louis, we'll switch to the local. I don't know if this is a good thing or if this is a depressing thing, but a new report has found that the St. Louis region has some of the least congested traffic among major U.S. metropolitan cities.
I would agree with that.
They're doing construction, man.
Is this a good or a bad thing that there is no bad traffic here?
Ooh.
Not a lot of traffic.
That's a good question.
Well, good for me. Bad for the city.
I would think so. I would think that that's probably not a good sign for the city.
Yeah, it's a bad sign.
So Consumer Affairs, an American consumer news platform, released a report earlier this month identifying the U.S. metropolitan areas with the worst traffic. The report used data from the U.S. Census Bureau, Federal Highway Administration, and a couple of other administrations to evaluate traffic congestion in the 50 most populous metropolitan areas. And according to the report, St. Louis, as a region, ranked fifth for least traffic congestion, recognized as one of the smoothest commutes across the nation.
Have you guys seen the videos that are showing up all over the place of Los Angeles traffic?
And yes. Empty now?
Yes.
But I can't tell if I'm being played by social media and, hey, you know, it's early on a Sunday, and so it's not that busy.
So I have a friend who used to live in that area, and I was asking this person about this, and they dug into it, and they're like, the times are down. He said, these are really good times for this time of day. So
it's real.
There's something to it.
It's not the empty roads that people are reporting.
Right, but like the travel times, he goes, that's unheard of.
I just saw today somebody walking around Disneyland who is an influencer, and I guess there are people that do that. They just walk around either one theme park and they make it their thing. Disney's a big one, or multiple theme parks, then they do that. They were walking around Disneyland, and today is the end of summer. This is supposed to be a fairly busy time for Disneyland, especially, you know, people right before you go back to school, they all spike. So this is a busy time. And it was empty. It was like 10:30 in the morning there, and it was nobody there. And I'm like, are you engagement farming and showing me what just happened to be a moment that you walked by and you're like, oh, wow, look at this view, and then cut that clip? Or is it real? And it's interesting to hear that your friend.
There's something to it. Not a lot, but yeah.
Saying that there is something true about the less traffic thing.
Consumer Affairs found that the St. Louis Metro had an average daily commute of 25.2 minutes, average weekday congestion time of 1 hour and 5 minutes, and a fatal crash rate of 9.29 per 100,000, all below U.S. averages. The only four metros to rank better than St. Louis overall. Any guesses out there?
Pittsburgh.
Paducah, Kentucky.
Kentucky? I've never heard of Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Neither of those are in it, so I'll go ahead and
connect.
I'll throw them out there. Rochester, New York.
Ah, that's what I was going to say.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay.
Cleveland, Ohio, and Hartford, Connecticut. Those are the only four. So for the people that live here, I think it's a good thing, right? I mean, being able to live in St. Charles and it be a 25 to 30 minute drive, that's pretty ideal. But for the city as a whole, like you said, you know, the better the traffic is, it tends to mean also to a certain extent, there's not enough cars here, not enough, you know, not enough people in the city.
Or at least people are not driving to work anymore. Because it could still be hybrid work. Because that did definitely affect things. Do you have one more?
Do you want me to have one more?
You can do one quick. We got a little bit of time.
I'll go back. I'll throw it back to sports here on this one. The Cardinals, big news in their prospect system today. Tekoa Robey, one of their top prospects, they just announced that he had to get Tommy John surgery. Oh. So he's going to be out the rest of this year and all of 2026. This is a guy that had been making strides, was a part of when the Cardinals sold at the trade deadline a couple of years ago. He was a guy that they got back from Texas for Jordan Montgomery. And there was talks that he could potentially be a guy that might be a starting pitcher for them next season to start off the year. And unfortunately now he's going to miss a lot of time, and the Cardinals are going to have to figure out, you know, who to fill those holes with for the 2026 season.
Real quick, what's your prediction for 2026? We know what this season is
going to
be.
They are not going to be full-on World Series contender at that point, but I think that they will continue to move in the right direction, and I feel better about them.
Why will they be better? What's the main reason they'll be better?
2025, they have continued to find who their core is going to be. They're going to have new leadership coming in that's going to be able to add the accent pieces that they need to get back to the Cardinals of old.
Okay. We'll come right back and I think hit the rest of these predictions from roughly 10 years ago. And decide whether they have come true or not. Stick around.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.